AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's good news about jobs. Our Jerry Bodlander's got the just-released numbers from the Labor Department.
The Labor Department says 223,000 jobs were added last month. That was in line with analysts' expectations and a nice rebound from a poor March report that was revised even lower. The unemployment rate dropped to 5.4%. That's the lowest it's been since May of 2008. But despite a return to job gains of more than 200,000, the weak March numbers were revised downward by almost 40,000. Average hourly earnings were up 0.2% in April and are up 2.2% over the past year. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
An hour from now, Attorney General Loretta Lynch will announce a civil rights action. Baltimore's mayor has asked for an investigation of the police department there following the death of a black man in police custody. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The unrest in Baltimore and the tension it exposed between the police and the community has presented Attorney General Loretta Lynch with the first test of her tenure. Appearing before members of Congress, she said she was considering the request.
I have not ruled out the possibility that more may need to be done.
Lynch says that's though Baltimore has made significant strides in a reform effort with the Justice Department that began last fall amid reports of excessive force. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
More tornadoes could sweep through the nation's midsection today and tomorrow after 50 or more of them hit parts of the Plain States on Wednesday. Homes were destroyed. One woman was killed. The Storm Prediction Center says this weekend storms could be even more powerful, especially for southern Kansas, western Oklahoma, and parts of North Texas. Six people killed in a wrong-way crash on a Tennessee highway. Highway 411 in Blount County. Both drivers were killed. This is AP Radio News. A resounding and unexpected victory for Prime Minister David Cameron in Britain's national elections. Our Charles de Ledesma is in London.
Prime Minister David Cameron has won an absolute majority in Britain's parliamentary elections, taking 326 of the possible 650 seats up for grabs. A win in the Cotswolds constituency in Western England has taken the Conservatives past the threshold. The stunning result comes after polls predicted for weeks that the race between the Conservatives and the opposition Labour Party would be a dead heat. Cameron has gone to Buckingham Palace, where he's told the Queen that he's got enough support to form a government. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is a national holiday in France. Germany surrendered to the Allies 70 years ago, ending World War II in Europe. Relatively few people turned out today on the Champs-Élysées in Paris for the official ceremony. In Germany, top officials gathered in Berlin for a commemoration of the war's end. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.